Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart calling from Conscious Connection. Well, I'm so happy. Happy New Year to all our listeners out there. I am absolutely thrilled at who we have today. I saw her speak at the Holistic Chamber of Commerce. She's absolutely fantastic, and what a gal this is. I'm starting my new series called Venus Rising. I figure 2017 might as well be Year of the Woman. We need women to rise to power, to have their voices heard, to share their gifts with the world, if we're going to survive this male-dominated culture that's being installed in Washington, D.C., So I'm thrilled to have my next guest, Catherine Ford. She has a book out that's a best-selling book, Be Well, a Seven-Step System for Radical Healing. It's an Amazon bestseller. She's a master life coach and consultant, plus she's an international speaker as well. The foreword to her book is written by Bernie Siegel, and it's endorsed by several of the world leaders in personal development, such as Bob Proctor, Mary Morrissey, and Michael Bernard Beckwith from LA at Agape here. And she's been endorsed by a New York Times bestselling author, Diana Wentworth. Well, without further ado, let's get Catherine on the line. And this is Conscious Connection with Gary Stewart. Catherine, do I have you there?
You sure do. Hello, Gary.
Well, Happy New Year. I'm so
happy
you're
New
one
Year.
Of my first guests with the Venus Rising aspect.
Yes.
It's still Conscious Connection, but I really want to promote and support women who are game changers, world-changing leaders here, and just give them a bigger platform and then share that with all my social networks. So I'm thrilled to have you on air today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm grateful to be here, and I'm looking forward to sharing my gifts with your listeners.
Yes, wonderful. Well, we have about 30 minutes to do so. So let's start with today and share how you got to the point of dedicating the rest of your life to helping people live their life dreams of pure joy and abundance, too.
Okay. Well, my journey started 27 years ago when I was 26 years old. I was busy climbing the corporate ladder and was driving home one day from work and had a really bad headache, really severe. Didn't think much of it because that wasn't typical for me. So basically took a couple of aspirin, went to bed, but would end up going blind in my left eye. So you can imagine, Gary, it was devastating. And I was living in Minnesota at the time. I went down to Mayo Clinic, and the doctors there gave me the shocking news of a multiple sclerosis diagnosis. So honestly, at that point, Gary, I thought, oh my gosh, all of my hopes and dreams for my life have been shattered. And and then I was still at Mayo in the exam room, and I said to myself, but wait a minute. I am going to be in this tiny little group of people who really does very, very well. I'm going to be a medical miracle. And so that served me very well. And I set out to do all of this research that was happening, and just I researched what was going on all around the world as far as holistic complementary practices and ways to really be able to live our best life. So I'm on this health journey myself, doing all this research for me. Fast forward 22 years later, and I decided to switch clinics. I was being treated at a large clinic in Minneapolis, decided to switch to another clinic that had an MS center. I thought, oh, this will be the place for me because they have the cutting-edge treatment for me. Well, they actually discovered I had been misdiagnosed for 22 years. And have something considered to be more serious called neuromyelitis optica. So once again, I went back down to Mayo, where now a doctor who practices there is an expert in the world on this very rare condition. And he walked in the exam room, took a look at me, and said, are you Catherine Ford? And I said, yes. And he said, oh, my God, you don't even look like someone who's had MS for 22 years, let alone this worst condition. What are you doing besides the medication you're on? So I started to tell him about all these practices I had discovered that were happening around the world. And he said, wow, don't stop a thing. And in fact, you need to get this out into the world. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to take that as a compliment because I haven't been hearing very good information and news lately. And he said, no, you really should. Get this out there. And he said, before you leave today, I have one more piece of information I need to share with you. And this is really hard for me to tell you, but that medication that you've been on for 16 and a half years, which was an every other day injection of chemotherapy to treat what we thought was MS, is actually harmful to someone with your condition. I felt like he just punched me in the stomach when he said that, literally. And I closed my eyes, had a flood of emotion running through me, and then it hit me. I opened my eyes and I said, you know what, doctor? I have a very powerful mind. In fact, I've been developing that power for the last 22 years, and I believed that medication was helping me. So I know it didn't hurt me. And he said, wow, we're sticking with that. And then he said, plus, that proves even more powerfully what you're doing works.
Right.
So now here's why this is important to all of us. You may have some sort of a disease like mine that concerns your health, or maybe you have had a series of unfortunate relationships, or maybe you haven't been able to realize your wealth in the world and the success, and maybe every month you get to the end of the month and you just don't have enough money. This program and all of these steps that I have that are in my book, it's all about living a life of full spectrum wealth, which affects all of us. We all have some sort of disease.
Yes, absolutely. And the thing for you to be proactive and even feel the placebo effect is more powerful than the negative belief that there was a story that came out just a few weeks ago that a woman was told she had 6 months to live because she had cancer, and then she died 6 months later, and they found out the doctor was looking at the wrong medical report. She did not have cancer. So she just believed what the doctors told her and died from that misdiagnosis of the wrong folder was given to the doctor for her appointment. And so it shows you the power of the mind. She was in perfect health, and then she was dead 6 months later, right on the same anniversary date that the doctor told her she'd die of cancer in 6 months. So it shows how powerful the mind is in manifesting what we want. And I just want to let our listeners know here at Conscious Connection, you are one of the most vivacious, exciting, well-spoken women I've ever seen speak. And my hat's off to you for your power, your strength, and your vitality is incredible.
Thank you,
so
Gary.
So with your book here, you're just fantastic. With your book, I see several of our world's highest authorities in personal development have also endorsed it. And tell us about what Bob Proctor said.
Well, Bob says that this is a must-read book. It's on the cover of my book, part of his endorsement. This is a must-read book for anyone wanting to live a life of full spectrum wealth. And now you may be asking yourself, well, what exactly is full spectrum wealth? What does that mean? That means that you're experiencing an abundance in the three key areas of your life. You have an abundance of health and well-being, and I also work with people on maintaining youthfulness, because we have an inner pharmacy, and if we're living in a with a lot of anger or sadness or all of that, our inner pharmacy is producing way too much cortisol. Our inner pharmacy is kicking out chemicals 24/7.
Yeah,
stress hormones are very aging. And what I like to point out is I like to use the President of the United States example only because after their term is up, the media typically shows them on the first day and then again on the last day, and they have aged considerably. And it's because they haven't been able to mitigate the stress in that high-stress position. But on the other hand, if we learn techniques, natural techniques, to really live peace and calm no matter what storms are going on around us, it actually helps us to reverse some signs of aging and maintain that youthfulness. It's very common for me, after a client has been working with me for just a few weeks, that they'll say people in their family and friends are saying, wow, you're looking younger, and it's because their inner pharmacy is then kicking out beautiful chemicals. So it's that whole health piece. That's one component of full spectrum wealth. The other piece, again, is that are your relationships, and there's power in rich relationships. There truly is. When we have love in our life, it makes all the difference in the world. And then again, that third component is our wealth and success in the world. And are we passionate about what we're doing? Which is a real challenge in this country. Most Americans are not happy with the work that they do in the world. So I help people find what they're passionate about, and then we go after. So that's full spectrum wealth. And it's very common to be impoverished in one of those areas, one or two, and be wealthy in another. But it's about living full spectrum wealth. So it's bringing everything up to an area of abundance.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's what everyone wants, especially here in Los Angeles. You want to look younger, be wealthy,
right,
and healthy. What else is there? But for anyone in any part of America, we basically all have the same goals here. You know, and having the perfect partner or love and romance as well. And then all cylinders are firing once that happens. So you're known as the queen of self-care. What does that mean to you?
Well, I like to use the flight attendant analogy to talk about this piece. You know, when we board a plane, the flight attendants give us the safety instructions, right? They tell us that if the air mask drops, we should go ahead and put our own on first and then assist those around us. Well, it's the same thing with self-care. We have to take care of ourselves first. And a lot of times people will say, well, isn't that selfish? Not at all. It's self-care. And when we do that, we are better for everyone else in our life as well. So, and one of the things that I'm just going to read a quick little excerpt out of my book on page 11. I talk about love brings power. And what I found out on this journey was, quote, I now know that the most important person to love Catherine Ford with unconditional, undying love is Catherine Ford. Realizing your own importance and putting yourself first leads to a place of peace and unbounded love, both for you and rippling from you. We each have a mind, a physical self, and a spiritual self. By honoring each part of ourselves, we can find total well-being. I am continuously asking for divine help in realizing my own strength and ability to decide what kind of life I want to be living. We can learn to empower ourselves by listening to the sweet small voice that all of us hold within ourselves. By listening, taking action, and boldly stepping into the realm of infinite possibility, we honor our own potential and ability to change the world. End quote. So thank you, Gary. That's where it's at, though, with ourselves. It starts with this beautiful practice of the art of self-care.
Yes, absolutely. And everything you read is the definition of empowerment. So that's what's great. We want everyone to be empowered and to just, you know, create your own life because, you know, I believe in past life reincarnation, but hey, we got to do the best in this life because that's going to follow us into the next one. And why should we live less than now when we have the gift of the whole universe is right in front of us? So we might as well manifest to our maximum on every level, health, wealth, and relationships and everything else. So I also read in your book that self-love is actually the largest component of self-care. How did you discover, or how do I discover what this is and what it means to me so I can be practicing it, or our listeners on Conscious Connection can as well?
That's a great question, Gary. I'm going to just refer to page 44 because I actually, in my book, have a little exercise, and I'll take you through the questions right now. So
listeners
just want to jot this down and kind of think about this. I ask you to spend about 15 to 20 minutes and think about what love means to you just by answering these following questions. And the first one is, how do you currently express love towards yourself? So I want you to think about that. Then what is one new way you would enjoy expressing love? And then how does it feel when you receive love? These are all deep dive questions. We're getting into your inner world here. And the last one is, where do you notice this expression of love show up in your body? So it's really important that we get in tune with our body and the messages that it sends us. For example, mine shows up in the feeling of my heart expanding when I'm thinking about and receiving love and giving love. And I've noticed that I even tend to put my hand on my heart while my chest just fills with this overwhelming love. So learning how to notice when your body speaks to you is absolutely critical. And I believe that imbalance in our health is often due to ignoring messages from our bodies. I know when I was 26 years old, a high-level HR executive busy climbing the corporate ladder, I got to be very skilled at ignoring messages from my body. And then, you know, it starts off with a little tap on the shoulder, and then the next thing you know, it's a nudge, and then it gets to be bigger, and then it's a big boom diagnosis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. For most people, it's a wake-up call that they were doing the wrong thing. And it's sad that that has to happen to get people's attention. But when it does,
know.
That's why I think everyone should live proactively, read a book like yours, start to take the tips in seriously, because the positive outcome is limitless. And that's what's
exactly.
beautiful about what you've written about and how you're teaching people to change their mindset and change every other aspect of the reality. So a lot of what you're doing is really changing our conscious perception, which is just beautiful.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that self-care really is the new healthcare. And
absolutely.
And that I feel very strongly about, especially in today's world of, you know, we need to be our own best advocates and all of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what are your top three secrets in practicing the art of self-care so we can ignite in 2017 and for the rest of our lives, just to get the ball rolling now in January?
I love that question, Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. We really want to ignite 2017 and the rest of our lives and make really make our lives so meaningful, and we want to really step into living the life of our dreams. So my top three self-care secrets are, first off, to experience happiness every day. And now some of these you may say, oh, well, that's obvious. No, it's putting it into practice. That's when we really see change. So how do we do that? Well, happy means healthy. And Dr. Barbara Fredrickson's research shows us that not all things that feel good actually offer the same benefit on a cellular level, because that's what we want to get to, right? We want to get down all the way down to the cellular level. And one key way to live into maximizing happy means healthy is to ride the wave of helping or being supportive of someone else. And take that focus off of ourselves and start really giving to others makes a huge shift within our own being. So my favorite prescription to prescribe is that of helping someone else when you're actually experiencing a challenging time yourself.
Yeah. That's wonderful, because, you know, so much we get so self-consumed that that tends to just make our imagination go wild and create more, we call it awfulizing. You think of one negative thing before you know it. You feel, oh, my life is over. Oh, I'm too old. Oh, this and that. But that, it just, like, shows that cascade, you know,
that's
down into
so
the black
true,
hole
Gary.
Depression. That's so unnecessary. Yes.
Absolutely.
When you can just flip it just by doing the polar opposite of what you think you should, that what you're not doing, just do something positive. And a lot of it does help. I think we're real social beings, so I think helping someone else in need, you know, if nothing else, wow, I don't have it that bad. And then you start to count your own blessings when you can help someone else who's in a more dire situation than you may think you are.
Absolutely, Gary. I love what you just said, too, to focus on our own blessings. Gratitude is the open door to abundance. And we know we live in this energetic field. Our universe is just all energy. And our thoughts and feelings are energy. So what we get more of what we focus on. So we literally can switch what's happening in our lives through the practice of gratitude. I like to say, you know, if we're, it's sort of like the television. If we're watching constantly negative news, which is CNN, I like to say, but we'd rather be watching the travel.
Fox has a good job on.
That's true. Any of those, Fox, but anyway, any of those.
Beautiful metaphor.
But say we'd rather be watching the Travel Channel. We can sit on the sofa and wish and hope and everything else till the end of time, and the channel is not going to change until we change the channel with, you know, the remote, or get up and change the channel on the television. It's the same thing with the art of practicing gratitude. Gratitude helps us change the channel. It's really quite magical indeed, and it changes what's happening within our inner world, our inner pharmacy, and all of that. So I highly recommend a regular practice of gratitude in everyone's daily life. It's one of the best things we can do for ourselves.
Now, if people feel that that's very hard for them to do, so some people feel, how can, I've had clients come to me, because I do healing work as well, and they say, how can I be grateful when I can barely make my rent every month, I'm an actor, and no one's calling me for auditions,
mm-hmm.
and just nothing seems to go right for me. A lot of people have those tapes inside their head that they're viewing all the negatives and putting their energy and focus on that. So
mm-hmm.
how would you suggest someone like that who's really mired in their own self-defeat, use their imagination to make that part of their self-care program?
It's a great question. We all always have an incredible amount of things to be grateful and thankful for. And I just actually recently had a client myself who said that very same thing to me. And we got to talking, and I said, okay, I just want you to start from the top of your day and tell me, okay, what are you doing? She said, well, I'm getting out of bed. Okay, so you had a bed to sleep in, right? She said, oh, yeah,
right,
you're right,
exactly.
I did. And there are people that didn't, right? Yep, she said, that's right.
Right. Globally. Yeah.
Globally, mm-hmm. yes. And so we started to move throughout her day, and honestly, by the time we got to 10 o'clock in the morning, we already had 10 things, 10 simple things.
Wow.
But they don't have to be big, huge things.
No,
they can be
yeah.
just, you know, I have this warm, wonderful home. Or today I live in Santa Monica at the beach, and it was raining,
right.
and it was so beautiful. And I said, wow, I get to take my little dog Teddy for a walk with an umbrella. I rarely get to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the bright
yeah.
sunshine, but it was really fun to be able to have him out there as it was raining and everything. And so it's all in how we look at things. And as Wayne Dyer
Absolutely.
Beautifully said, when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. And I love that quote
right.
from him. So,
mm-hmm. yeah,
so,
absolutely.
And
sometimes, he was brilliant.
He was. And sometimes it helps to just really literally make a list and write it out. If you're not in the
mm-hmm.
practice of a regular practice of gratitude, having some discipline around it is a beautiful way to get into that art, because you will see your world change miraculously, honestly.
That's, I'm hooked, I'm sold, that's wonderful. Yeah, and it's so true for our listeners here. It's like we don't think part of the human psyche, it's like we think when one thing is wrong, everything's wrong, rather than, okay,
yeah.
everything may be wrong, but is there one thing right? Okay, let's build on that. There's a new commercial that's on TV. It was airing around Christmas time where the father was just, I just woke up. I'm in my own bed. And they said, look, I can turn the lights on. Look, we have electricity. And they just went through the whole house down to the kitchen
uh-huh.
with gratitude. It was one of the most beautiful commercials I think I've ever seen, that all the stuff that we take for granted, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the third world, people are living on dirt floors in a hut, and they're still grateful. That's when I
yes.
see pictures of Oprah with the orphans or people,
uh-huh.
Madonna in Malawi. You see, these kids are smiling, full of joy, with a broken flip-flop and a torn T-shirt. You
exactly.
know, they don't even think that, and we have such a life of luxury, but yet we walk around in self-created misery that's all unnecessary.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So we have a few minutes left, and you have a wonderful offer that I'm going to blast all over social media as soon as
oh,
we're done with
you,
our
Gary.
Show here in a few minutes. So what's this about your book that you want to offer Conscious Connection listeners?
I have a special gift because I
from Catherine
yeah,
Ford.
Yes, well, I have this special gift because I love you, Gary. You're amazing, and I wanted to do something special for you and the listeners. So, you actually can get my Amazon number one best-selling book, Be Well: A 7-Step System for Radical Healing, for free for a limited time.
Wow!
All you need to do is text the word Be Well, and it's one word for texting purposes, so just make sure your phone doesn't self-correct into two words. So one
right,
word, Be
exactly.
Well, yeah, BEWELL to 313131. And then all you need to do is pay the shipping and handling and tell us where you want us to send it, and you will be receiving my book in about a week to 10 days.
Wow, that's amazing. What a generous offer. And, of course, it's a real book of empowerment, so you can start 2017 off right. And I'm so glad we got to do this here. And also,
yeah.
How would you like, if people would like to know about your programs, how do you like them to contact you?
Well, they can visit my website, and that's www.catherineford.com, and that's KATHRYN FORD. And if they would love to have a complimentary consultation, oh, I would be so, so thrilled to be able to do that for your listeners. All they need to do is visit the website, and they can either / consultation or click on consultations, and it'll take them to where to sign up. And otherwise, they can call my office, and that's 310-450-9993, and I'm so grateful to technology. So I coach people all over the world, and technology is what allows that to happen and makes that happen.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, if you're not in the Los Angeles area, not even in the United States, that is no problem at all. So I'm happy to be there to support all of you in living the life of your dreams.
Absolutely. It's just been absolutely wonderful to have you on the show. Is there anything you're looking forward to in your life for 2017 now that you've accomplished bestseller status on Amazon in 2016? What's in store for you?
Well, my office was just strategizing earlier in the week to how we can actually reach more people to give them the seven-step system for radical healing and really for living a life of full-spectrum wealth. We are here, I know, to experience joy and abundance, and I've done a lot of research, dedicated my life to this, and it's just all about reaching more people in the coming year so that more people can be supported in this process and be able to get up in the morning and say, wow, I love my life, because our health is connected to our relationships and whether those are thriving or not, and also our wealth and success, and do we have enough time to enjoy that wealth and success. So that's my goal for 2017.
Absolutely. That's absolutely wonderful. And the beauty of what you do, just in a real heartfelt farewell here, just we have a couple minutes, is that you do it with such love and enthusiasm. It's absolutely contagious. And you're such
a
deep-hearted person and care so much. You deserve all the success you can stand. And you're generous. Your generosity is just absolutely wonderful. And I know our listeners of Conscious Connection will appreciate that, plus all my near and dearest on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. It'll be out everywhere. And your generous offer is just very touching, because that shows how you really walk the talk and you really want people to have the best year possible, the best life possible.
I do.
Might as well start in 2017. We could focus on Washington till we all dropped out of heart attacks, but it's much better to just manifest what we want to create and be empowered as the individuals that compose the United States, rather than worry about top-down management, you know? So the more powerful we are, the more change we can make in our own lives and eventually the country. Yes.
Exactly. So it starts with us.
Absolutely. Wonderful to talk to you. And what I'm going to do is
I'm
going to type in all your contact information and your office number with the live link here as we get it out on social media this afternoon. And just, it's been such an honor, Catherine, to speak to you.
Oh,
this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. I'm starting the year off with a bang. I'm declaring this Year of the Woman, and I have a fantastic woman here, Catherine Ford, who's just so energetic and open-hearted. It's just deeply touching. And this is going to be part of my Venus Rising series. I really want to support women to be empowered in making their changes in the world, because I really believe the world is in the balance and women have to step up, and I'm helping them step up and get out there so we can change the balance of power into a balance of masculine and feminine, and women have been downtrodden for much too long. So, Catherine, thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, Gary.
Yes. And to our listeners at Conscious Connection, thank you so much for listening to my author and fantastic speaker, Catherine Ford, as part of my Venus Rising program for 2017. Until we speak again, namaste. Thank you, Catherine. Excellent.